This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Martin and Cindy Blair were born and raised in the Kansas City area. This is where they went to college. It's where they got married. But then a job offer led them to San Diego. After a few years in California, they started really missing Kansas City barbecue. As part of our Leaving Kansas City series, the Blairs tell their story about opening a barbecue joint in San Diego 33 years ago. They called it Kansas City Barbecue, and here's their story.
At the time that we opened the barbecue, the main customers for that little tavern was the police department across the street.
And then approximately 2 years after we opened, they filmed two scenes from the movie Top Gun at our place. It was a Monday and it was early in our life.
One of the best marketing decisions we've ever made. Tony Scott, the director, came in. We had a piano in one of our rooms, and that old wooden upright piano was one that my mother had purchased in Kansas City at a garage sale for $20 years ago and sent with us when we moved to California.
I'm gonna go embarrass myself with Goose for a while.
He liked the piano so much that he rewrote the scene to include that.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
The Goose plays Great Balls of Fire.
In the first scene, there's a Shawnee County tag, old license plate behind him, and so people ask about that. And then in the last scene, where Tom's sitting at the end of the bar and he gets up and goes toward the jukebox, there's a Kansas City poster we had that they didn't take down.
Poster of the plaza and the fountains.
Then when they meet in front of the jukebox, if you look hard, there's a Kansas flag that we had on display above. And so there were a couple tie-ins to Kansas. We were pretty happy that they hadn't totally washed it out of that.
I heard the best of the best were going to be back here, so.
This could be complicated.
We have a wall dedicated to the Top Gun filming and kind of the experience and the San Diego connection. And it's still extremely popular, especially with some of the foreign tourists.
But we also still have a lot of Kansas memorabilia in a whole room totally dedicated to Kansas and to Kansas sports and KU and K-State and Wichita State.
And a little bit of Missouri.
A little Missouri. We had a fire probably many years overdone. We had a different kind of a pit, open chimney type grill, and the fire got away from one of our cooks one day. Nobody was hurt. We didn't have very many people in the place. It was kind of right between lunch and dinner. The structure itself was okay, but it completely burned all of the toasted everything that was decor.
And we did have 25 years of memorabilia and Navy hats. I mean, we had 400 Navy hats at the time, and those are the first thing to go up in smoke.
It took us about 5 months to get back together. We tried to keep our staff together during that time. We put the cooks to work helping construction crew redo the interior. We had a happy hour out on our patio for regulars to come by, and all the contributions went to the waitresses.
Within that period, I took a number of our more key employees and cooks back to Kansas City for 3-4 days. We went to Royals game. We sampled about 15 barbecue joints in the area. You know, it really helped get them a feel for Kansas City.
People in the Kansas City area and other customers started sending in a lot of decor items, so that by the time we were ready to reopen at Thanksgiving that year, we had more decor than we needed to put up, which was super.
We evangelize Kansas City to a lot of people out here, but we've always lived downtown within probably 100 yards of the restaurant, and San Diego's grown up around us, and it's a great feel, and we can walk to any of 100 bars and restaurants within about 10 minutes, and that's really fun, having a ballpark downtown. We're glad we are where we are from that respect.
San Diego is great and great weather, but it always is a little cool at night. And I kind of miss those nights when you could go around in a halter top and shorts still.
Well, and I miss thunderstorms almost more than any. I mean, if we knew there was a good thunderstorm in Kansas City some weekend, you know, we'd probably go back.
Martin and Cindy Blair are the owners of Kansas City Barbecue in downtown San Diego. It's become a home away from home for Midwesterners on the West Coast, and this may go without saying, but they haven't lost that love and feeling. This installment of Leaving Kansas City was produced by Suzanne Hogan.